we spent close to 50 grand producing this course when that was supposed to be the budget for the entire project. So when it came time to promote the course, we didn't have a lot of budget left to promote it. And so the only things that we could do were share it with our existing audience on social and through email, but we didn't really have the time and resources to get that course in front of new people that didn't already know our brand and our company. Welcome to the Influence and Scale podcast, where content creators, marketers, and entrepreneurs learn how to increase their influence and scale their business using content marketing. My name is Tyler Basu, and alongside my business partner, Chuck Anderson, we'll be sharing proven strategies to help you grow your audience, create great content, and generate more traffic, leads, and sales for your business. Thanks so much for joining us. Now let's dive in. What's up? This is Tyler Basu. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you're publishing content and the goal of that content is to help grow your business, then one of the biggest mistakes that you want to avoid is pressing publish but not having a plan for promotion. So today I'm going to spend some time with you to share four specific strategies that you can use to get more eyeballs, get more views, get more visitors, and get more traffic to your content, so that all of that time and effort that you spend into creating content doesn't go to waste and just collect virtual dust on the internet because nobody is finding it and nobody is consuming it. And before we dive in, and I'm going to cover quite a bit, and I'm probably going to talk pretty quickly as I go through this stuff with you. So I want you to know that you don't have to worry about taking notes. You can follow along by actually grabbing our content promotion checklist. Just go to influenceandscale.com/resources. And look for the content promotion checklist that's listed on that page. That way you don't have to try to write down all of this stuff. I'm going to give a brief explanation of the four types of strategies that you can use to promote your content. I'll share some of the things you can do for each of those strategies. And if you want the list that has all of them, just go ahead and grab that from our website. That's a free resource. So when it comes to creating content for your business, regardless of the type, whether you're writing articles for a blog, or you're putting videos on YouTube, or you're creating webinars, free trainings, podcast episodes, whatever the case is, one of the key decisions you need to make for your content strategy in general is how much resources are going to be devoted to the creation of that content and how many resources are going to be devoted to the promotion of that content. I learned this lesson the hard way back in, I think it was 2017. I was working for a company called Thinkific, and we decided we wanted to sponsor a conference down in San Diego because we knew a lot of the speakers at that conference were experts and influencers that our customers had a lot of respect for and followed online. So we wanted to get down there and collaborate with them. So the project that we invested in was to go to this conference as a sponsor. You know, we had the booth, we had the swag to give out, all that stuff. But in addition to being a sponsor of the conference, we also brought our videographer and had a private room backstage that we were inviting speakers to come and do quick interviews with us on video, and then taking that footage and creating an online course with that footage. And so we ended up, over the course of 3 days, interviewing, I think it was 20, maybe 25 of the speakers from this conference, and we compiled all of that footage, turned it into an online course, and then sold that course for a nominal fee and gave all the money to charity. So that was pretty cool. The mistake that we made was underestimating the cost of producing that course. Okay, when we added up all the money that was spent on flying team members to the conference, sponsoring the event, and then recording and editing the footage and setting up on a course platform and all the copywriting involved, all the graphic design involved, like everything that went into that, we spent close to 50 grand producing this course when that was supposed to be the budget for the entire project. So when it came time to promote the course, we didn't have a lot of budget left to promote it. And so the only things that we could do were share it with our existing audience on social and through email, but we didn't really have the time and resources to get that course in front of new people that didn't already know our brand and our company. So I know that was a bit of a sidetrack from talking about content promotion, but I'm sharing the story with you because I want to help you avoid the mistake of devoting all of your marketing budget to the creation of great content and then not leaving anything left for the distribution of that content, because then what's going to happen is you're going to have something that you're really proud of, that a lot of resources went into, you hit publish on that thing, and you don't really have much time or money left over to ensure that it gets in front of your target audience and reaches new people beyond the ones that are already your customers or already follow you and so on. So with that in mind, let's jump into the actual promotion strategies. So the four categories that I'm going to cover with you are organic promotion, paid promotion, referral / public relations or PR, and repurposing. Okay, these are what I consider to be the four main buckets of ways that you can distribute your content online. So let's jump into organic promotion for a minute. So my definition of organic promotion is trading time to share your content with the audience or the people that you already have access to. So that could be your followers on social media. It could be the subscribers on your email list. It could be the website visitors that you already get organically. But it can also be you spending some time to reach out to people that you know, or reach out to communities and forums and groups online and places where you know your target audience is hanging out and sharing your content there. And also reaching out to your network, maybe even people that you included in the content, like you quoted them or you interviewed them or you featured them or something like that. Reaching out to people and companies that you included in your content and asking them to share it as well. And organic promotion is the type of promotion that I see most entrepreneurs doing, or they have the people on their team doing. And they've got this checklist of the ways that they share their content with their existing audience, and they kind of just work their way through that checklist each time new content is promoted. And I definitely recommend that you do organic promotion whenever you have new content. But the thing that I want you to be conscious of is that unless your audience that you've just shared that content with then goes and shares it with people they know, then you're not really going to reach new people. So it's difficult to grow your audience by sharing content with your existing audience, especially in the early days. Once you have a large audience and you can just put stuff out and share it with your audience, and then if some of them share it, but that audience is so big that the few people that do share it does in fact help you to reach a bunch more people, then the growth of your audience just from doing organic promotion really starts to snowball. But until you reach that tipping point where your audience is so big that every time you put something out there, it gets shared and it reaches a lot more people, you got to rely on the other stuff that I'm about to cover to help speed up that process and get you a bigger audience for your business in the first place. So the second category of content promotion techniques is paid promotion. So spending some money to promote that content, basically turning your content into an ad or treating it like an ad, where you're setting up target audiences that you want to promote that content to. And then you pick the platforms that you think you can best reach your target audience on for a cost that's acceptable for you and that fits within your promotion budget for your content. So pretty much every social media platform allows you to do paid advertising. You can promote your content on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. But there are also content distribution and content curation services that you can pay to give them your content, and then they'll distribute it to their network of websites or their network of users that have subscribed to receive, you know, recommendations of content that would be interesting to them. So Outbrain is one of them, Qpromote, Zest. And again, I've listed these on the checklist that I mentioned earlier in this episode. And you might be surprised to find that promoting content isn't as expensive as you might think, especially promoting video content. We're finding right now that the cost of promoting a video on Facebook, for example, that the cost of getting somebody to watch a video, or at least watch past the first 10 or 15 seconds of a video, is like 5 to 10 cents. So that's pretty good. We can get like 1,000 people to watch a video for like $50 to $100. So it doesn't take a huge budget to quickly surpass the number of views on your content that you might get by just relying on organic promotion. The third category of content promotion is repurposing. So rather than just taking that original piece of content that you just produced, and you might have put a lot of time into researching and writing or scripting and creating and editing that content. So rather than just letting that piece of content exist in one primary format, whether it's an article or a video or a podcast, for example, you can take that original piece of content and repurpose it into other formats. So in the example of a video, Let's say you created a 10-minute video on a particular topic. You could extract the audio from that video and turn that into a podcast. In fact, the podcast episodes where you hear myself and Chuck together, we're actually doing those on Facebook Live first. And then we take the audio from those live videos afterwards and use it to produce a podcast episode. But you can also pull quotes out of a video and then give those quotes to a graphic designer and have them create those image cards for social media. You can extract shorter clips from the video, and now you've got these teasers or these trailers for social media. You can have your video transcribed and give that transcription to a writer and have them produce an article for your blog. These are just, you know, a handful of the ways that you can repurpose content. But the point is that if you've spent all this time and resources creating one piece of content on a topic that's valuable to your audience, don't just give it to your audience in that one format. Repurpose it so that you can share that content with them in multiple places, in multiple formats that all help contribute to getting more people to consume that content in the first place. The fourth category of content promotion is referral or PR. And to me, this means getting your content in front of somebody else's audience. So just tapping into an audience that another business or person has already built. So an example of that would be submitting a guest post to a large publication. So instead of publishing an article on your blog, you get it published on another site and it's consumed by a much bigger audience. And some of that audience will come back to your site and check out your other content or offers that you have for them. Being interviewed as a guest expert on somebody else's podcast or YouTube channel or virtual summit, again, is a way for you to take all of that insight and all of that expertise that went into a piece of content, go cover that topic in an interview for somebody else's platform. Another thing you can do is ask your affiliates or your referral partners or even your existing customers or clients to share the content with their network. And especially in cases where you know that a certain piece of content does a good job of bringing in leads or converting leads into sales for you, if you share that stuff with your affiliates or your referral partners and they actually make some money by sharing your content, then they'll definitely be happy to do that for you. So these are the four main categories of ways that you can promote your content. And again, we have a checklist where for each of these categories, there's the list of all the things I mentioned and links to different sites and resources and tools that you can use as you do this stuff. So if you want that checklist, just go to influenceandscale.com/resources and look for the content promotion checklist. And as I wrap up this episode, the main message that I want to leave you with is to devote just as much time to promoting and repurposing your content as you do to creating it in the first place. So if you're in that process of deciding how much time and money to allocate to your content production and promotion overall, I would say a 50-50 split between time and money spent on creating stuff and time and money spent on promoting stuff is a pretty good starting point. What you don't want to do is devote the majority of your time and resources to producing great content and then relying strictly on organic promotion to share it, because again, that's just you sharing content with the audience that you already have access to. So it's not really going to do a great job of helping you get in front of new audiences. And unless you already have a huge audience that when you share stuff with them, it gets shared to their networks and that virality kind of happens on its own, you got to take control. You got to spend some time on paid promotion, on repurposing your content, and in getting that content in front of other people's audiences to help ensure that it results in new exposure for your business and new visitors to your website and to your content. So I hope this was helpful. Thanks so much for listening. And if you have any questions, don't be shy. Feel free to reach out. Thanks so much for listening to the Influence and Scale podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for show notes, links to resources mentioned, or to learn about how our agency can help you implement a profitable content marketing strategy, visit influenceandscale.com/podcast.